If Senate Democrats are looking for ammunition for Michael Leavitt's confirmation hearings, they might find it in a lawsuit that dogged Leavitt his entire term as governor of Utah. The suit forced the state's child welfare system into court-ordered receivership. Some familiar with the case say it could make confirmation difficult. From Salt Lake City, NPR's Howard Berkus explains.
Former Utah Governor Mike Leavitt gets high marks for leadership on two major health initiatives, state reform of the Medicaid program and expanding health care coverage for children. Both came while Leavitt chaired the National Governors Association, where Ray Shapock is executive director.
He has a vision on the types of policy changes that are necessary, and he can broker those, pulling people with very, very different views together to get a consensus to move forward on the issue. So I really put him in that whole category of not only an honest broker, but clearly a leader in health care.
But back home in Utah, Leavitt struggled with the state's child welfare system. John O'Toole of the National Center for Youth Law described that system as a disaster, one of the worst in the country.
He made promises to the children of Utah and to the citizens of Utah about how he was going to improve the child welfare system and the foster care system in that state, and he broke those promises. He didn't deliver.
O'Toole's group sued Leavitt early in his first term as governor over the state's foster care program. The group documented instances of abuse and neglect in which victimized children were left with their abusers or placed in abusive homes. In one case, a foster child with known sexual problems was placed with a family which was not warned. The boy molested his foster siblings. Again, John O'Toole of the National Center for Youth Law.
He inherited that system, and he did do the right thing by settling the lawsuit rather than fighting it. It's just that once having settled it, he pretty much turned his back on it and did a bad job of implementing it, and he never kept the promises that he made.
A federal judge agreed, finding massive noncompliance and assigning an independent monitor to oversee the state's reform efforts. That monitor was still in place when Leavitt left the governor's office 10 years after the lawsuit was filed.
I think it's a little bit like a failed used car salesman becoming the CEO of General Motors.
Ted Wilson is the former Democratic mayor of Salt Lake City and former director of the Hinckley Institute of Politics at the University of Utah.
In the area of social services, Mike Leavitt does have some considerable weaknesses. In other areas like energy or interior, I think he would probably go through the Senate with few scrapes. But this is going to be a tough Senate hearing, I think, because of the social service problems he had in Utah.
I don't think it ought to be something that would prevent him from being confirmed. I don't think it's fair to hold that against him.
LeVar Webb was Governor Leavitt's policy director in Utah and is now a political consultant.
When he came into office, the state did face some serious difficulties in that area, and he worked very, very hard to resolve them. I think he understands those issues very well, and I think that he learned a great deal from that experience and probably makes him better prepared and to deal with that at the federal level.
In a written statement, Massachusetts Senator Ted Kennedy welcomed Mike Leavitt's Health and Human Services nomination. Kennedy is the ranking Democrat on the committee that will hold confirmation hearings. A spokesman declined to respond to questions about the Utah lawsuit, but says all relevant issues will be explored during the confirmation process. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Salt Lake City.